This is the Shanaki for Tuesday, March 6th. A good morning. For the Shanaki, I'm Patrick McLean. So, having returned from the other side of the world, the land of Harakiri, Hello Kitty, and pocket doors, never mind the land of the rising sun, in Japan everything has pocket doors. Automatic pocket doors, even. And since I've returned, my biological clock has been a little askew. After years of being a crack a 9:45 kind of guy, I suddenly find myself wide awake at 5 a.m., rested and eager for the day at 5 a.m., I might add. And it's wondrous. It's quiet, I'm focused, and if I squint, I can even see the sense in poor Richard's famous proverb, early to bed, early to rise. Perhaps it is these newfound extra hours in the day that have given me the remarkable, the expansive feeling of enough time for everything. Lately, I've been writing things by hand, watching birds bathing in puddles in the golden light of a day whose morning knew only rain. I've been knocked out of my familiar rhythm. I have found the luxury of the time to stop at my own bookshelf, open a book, and read deeply and well, without thought of gain or utility. I'm sure the life expectancy of my peaceful state is most conveniently measured in hours, but the illusion that I have time to practice a craft and breathe deeply gave me the time to read this at 5:45 this morning. It's by Carl Sandburg, and to begin, he quotes a Japanese artist. From the age of 6, I had a mania for drawing the forms of things. By the time I was 50, I had published an infinity of designs, but all I have produced before the age of 70 is not worth taking into account. At 73, I have learned a little about the real structure of nature, of animals, plants, trees, birds, fishes, and insects. In consequence, when I am 80, I shall have made still more progress. At 90, I shall penetrate the mystery of things. At 100, I shall certainly have reached a marvelous stage, and when I am 110, everything I do, be it but a dot or a line, will be alive. I beg those who live as long as I to see if I do not keep my word. Written at the age of 75 by me, once, Hokusai, today Gwako Rojin, the old man mad about drawing. And to close, Sandburg writes this. I am still studying verbs and the mystery of how they connect nouns. I am more suspicious of adjectives than at any other time in all my born days. All my life I have been trying to learn to read, to see and hear, and to write. At 65 I began my first novel, and the 5 years lacking a month I took to finish it, I was still traveling, still a seeker. I should like to think that as I go on writing there will be sentences truly alive, with verbs quivering, with nouns giving color and echoes. It could be, in the grace of God, I shall live to be 89, as did Hokusai. And speaking my farewell to earthly scenes, I might paraphrase, if God had let me live 5 years longer, I should have been a writer.